Welcome everyone. I'm going to talk today about machine learning on air and give you an overview about available frameworks and toolboxes that you can use to improve your own DSP and radio communications. So I had like a small lie on this slide because there will be no transmission over air today. So all I'm going to talk about is mostly offline optimization, and also the talk is mostly focused on communications. So that's what my understanding of DSP and radio is, or when I combine both. So yeah, first of all, who am I? So I started using NeuRadio sometime 2015, then I worked at a small SDR company, or did an internship there. Then I became involved with the NeuRadio project and did like some code contribution, and also today I'm responsible for some stuff there. And then 2019, I finished my master's, went and worked a little bit at ESA, and I was happy to also have been organizing a pre-FOSDEM hack, radio hacking event at ESA. And since 21, I'm actually working with machine learning on communication, so that was also my first exposure. So you're a little bit seeing the last 4 years, what I've learned. All right. So a short overview, what we're going to talk about. First, I want to give you a little bit of introduction into machine learning for digital signal processing in radio. Then present to you some of the toolboxes that you can use to run optimization, fortify, and then give you like a short tutorial, like a small example that you can also replicate or use the public code that I uploaded to use it as a starting point to use these toolboxes. So first, what is AI and machine learning? So right now there's a lot of craze and hype about AI. Everyone wants to do it. Nobody really knows what it is. So I want to clarify that I'm not going to talk about how to use LLMs to improve your communications or to have them design your algorithms. I'm not going to talk about any AI agents that's also going to do the coding for you. Also no using of APIs of some chatbots to come up with clever DSP algorithms. Oh, there's a point missing. But we're going to talk about how to apply the machine learning principles to improve the algorithms itself. So there will be a little bit of math. Oh, yeah. So it's not going to be chatbots. Yeah, that's the point I wanted to make. So we'll look at the communication system and see how we can use some of the open source tools to apply machine learning in the different parts of our system. So first of all, what is machine learning now? So there's a old quote from this book. Basically, we want a computer program, and we want to feed it some experience E and define some task T it has to solve. With respect to some performance measure P. So it's a very basic definition, and it should improve the performance if we provide more experience, so this kind of data-driven approach. And actually, if you think about it more closely, this means that we already had machine learning in communications for a long time. I will give you an example after some other slides. So first of all, this is like a schematic representation of how a communication system roughly can look like. So you start in the top left with a data source. So you have some bits you want to transmit in a digital system, like, I don't know, pictures or videos or emails. You compress them, you put them to some forward error correction, and then you get this capital B, bold B. Which we later will also use in our system. Then we map them onto some representation for the physical space, like amplitude shift keying, phase shift keying, QAM, FSK, different modulation formats. We put it through to some pulse shaping to put it on the physical medium and send it to some channel. I don't know, it cannot be anything. It can be wireless, can be a satellite. Communications channel, cables, fiber optical, it doesn't really matter. But some channel. Then in the end, at the receiver, we have to somehow get rid of all the channel effects. We have to synchronize our signal again. And then after that, we get some sort of X hat, which is should represent as closely to this original X that we got out of the symbol mapper. And then our demapper will give us nowadays mostly or oftentimes soft values, which we call these kind of L values or log.